It's just 2 weeks out and we've got your gifts at Macy's One-Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day, in-store and online, like PJs for the whole fam, now $4.99 to $19.99. Have a jet setter on your gift list? Samsonite luggage is 60 to 65% off. How about a home chef? Give a KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer for just $189.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.
Said this before, you are gutsy. You really, really are. Let me tell you something. This song was beautiful.
Yeah.
Your voice was beautiful. You know, where you were singing like somebody else's song before, I know who wrote this song, but you made it your version. Your tone, your pitch was stunning. It was laid back. And let me tell you, your dad is going to be so proud of you.
He just made Simon emotional. I just heard it in his voice. Did you hear that too? Yeah.
Welcome, folks, to the Ed Boston Podcast. It is Saturday afternoon, September the 9th, 2017, and we are going to do things a little bit differently today. Instead of having numerous topics to talk about, we are going to pay honor to Amos Aplanip, the father of our good friend and America's Got Talent star, Evie Claire. He passed away earlier this week. And as you heard there, Evie also performed earlier this week. And that was what that was. And we just want to go to the Lord in prayer as we begin this show. Father, we come to you just now, and we thank you for the friendship that you've allowed us to have with Evie Claire and her family and with her father, Amos. Father, we are so privileged and honored to have gotten the chance to interview Amos right here on this podcast. And today, Father, as I re-listened to that interview, as I pulled some clips for the show, I'm just thankful that we got to share in the joy that he has had watching his little girl perform. perform and to star during her time on America's Got Talent. Father, I pray that this show can be a blessing to Evie's family, her friends, her fellow America's Got Talent participants. We know that she's close with several of them. We've seen tweets of support for her from actual people who are with her on the show. Father, help us to do this show in a manner that's pleasing in your eyes and in a manner that shows our love and our support for Abby and her family. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for the gift of eternal life that we have through him. And we pray this in his name. Amen. I hesitate as I start back here because times like this are difficult. And if you're followers of the show, you know that Amy and I just went through what Abby and Hillary, the other siblings and the extended family are going through right now is we lost Amy's father, Gary Kuhn, to lung cancer. And much like Amos, Amy's father was diagnosed at stage 4. And so we know how difficult this is on them. From our perspective, we don't know how difficult it is on them from their perspective. Amos fought a hard battle. He was a good example. And as you'll hear in just a few minutes, as we share some of the comments that he made on our show, he for sure loved his family very, very much. He loved his Savior, Jesus Christ, and he made that clear. And I think he loved people in general. And I can only base that off of some of the things he said while we were talking and through some of the things that have been shared with us along this adventure with the family. I want to give credit to Hillary and others for sharing the journey. And on the blog of, you can go to www.familyman.org/Amos. You can go there and share the journey, see pictures of the family. And I know it's difficult to share with others during that time. I know it's difficult on the person that's going through it. I know it's difficult on the spouse and the children. But I think we are better off because of their sharing what they have shared. I'm going to have a hard time with today's show because I feel like we've come to know the Aplanip family and we love them, and we hurt for them, and we mourn with them. So let me start with the most recent post that Hillary shared www.familyman.org/Amos. And the man part is spelled with two N's. Family, MANN.org/Amos. This takes place since Amos has passed away, and Hillary shared this. We spent time at Bunker Funeral Home today making burial arrangements for Amos. There will be a viewing at the funeral home Tuesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m., and she gives the address there. Flowers, etc., can be sent to the address given. And let me read that in case somebody's listening and would like to send something for the family there. The address for the funeral home is 33 North Centennial Way, Mesa, Arizona, 85201. Again, 33 North Centennial Way, Mesa, Arizona, 85201. And the funeral home is Bunker Funeral Home. The funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday, September the 13th at 1521 East Bella Vista Road, Santan Valley, Arizona, 85143, with viewing at 9 a.m. Hillary shares, stages of grief have been apparent in all of us since Amos passed away yesterday. It comes in waves and moves between sadness, anxiety, grief, apathy, anger, and love. We take turns comforting each other and breaking down when we are triggered by sentiments. We love him so much and are having difficulty defining our new world without him physically in it. I found solace in the temple tonight with my sisters Phoebe and Sarah and my friend Rebecca. The blessings of the temple help broaden my perspective and help me realize that we will have an eternity together. Right now is only a small moment in that big scene. We ran into a teacher from the kids' school at the temple who told us they had a moment of silence for Amos today, and everyone was so emotional. We love our community and have been flooded with love and support from everywhere. We need to apologize to Darren and Greg. There were two local radio spots we had planned. We couldn't make them happen today, but I'm sure things will get easier for us to talk about. And again, you can find that at familyman2ends.org/Amos. What we want to do now, and we're going to do several things during the course of the show. We would like to share Evie's performance and comments and the audio from the video package that they showed before Evie's performance. This happened during the first live show.
Welcome back to AGT. Now, you at home have to decide which acts make it to the semifinals. Now, tomorrow night, we're going to find out who's going to survive. And we're also going to have stars of a brand new Vegas show called Circus 1903. Now, these guys bring circus back to its roots in a whole new way. And it all kicks off at 8, 7 Central tomorrow. But back to tonight. Back to right now. Back to live. Here's a young singer. And let's be honest, she's motivated by one of the toughest breaks that life can throw at you. She is Evie Claire.
My dad, he always has been my hero. He's a prison counselor. He loves to help people solve their problems. He also is the bishop of our church.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming out this morning.
About a year ago, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. He was only given a 5% chance to live. Even though my dad is really sick, he still works.
I don't get scared of dying. I get scared of not being able to take care of my family and watching them accomplish their goals. that's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for those moments.
So proud. Best day ever.
Now, more than ever, my dad inspires me to do what I love, which is singing. So every time I sing, it's for my dad, even if he's not there. I know that it's just one step closer to being with him. I just have to give 100% because that's what my dad is doing, and I want to be like him.
You know, you're living through a story that I think all of America can relate to. You know, we lose people we love, and in those moments we need strength and we need heart. And those are all the things I heard in your words and your performance. And, you know, we're surrounded right now by people who are going through the same things as you. And, you make me speechless. I'm supposed to talk. That's my job here. But, wow. And I hope America is touched, and I hope America votes.
Thank you. Melby. Well, I was a little bit worried at first because I'm like, I don't really recognize this song. And I like to be able to identify with something. And I started listening to the words and your voice, and oh my God, you're like a singing angel. And then it made me think of my dad. And I just think, your dad's going to be proud of you no matter what. And I'm proud of you. I think you're just brilliant. And that was beautiful.
Heidi? Well, I know that you have so much going on in your life right now, and I just want you to know from me that I'm so very proud of you for being on that stage now for the third time and being as strong as you are. And I also want you to know that every time before we do a live show, I look at, you know, the previous acts, you know, like what you've done first time around, second time around, and you even sound so much more amazing on the TV than you do right here in front of us. You have the most incredible voice. I think you're really, really special.
Thank you. Simon.
I am literally running out of time in front of me. I just want to say you are one heck of a brave young lady. I love you singing on the piano, and I want to send our love to your dad.
Okay,
So, Evie, I know that your mommy is here and you've got some family members here, but Daddy is at home. He's not strong enough to be here tonight, and he is watching you. So what do you want to say to Daddy? Look right there.
Happy anniversary, Dad. It's my parents' 20th wedding anniversary, and I love them so much. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck to you. Give me a hug. Okay. Well, voting is open now, and it's going to stay open until 7 a.m.
All right. Well, you can see how emotional every appearance that she's made on America's Got Talent have been. And right now I want to go to an article that is very long. It's long because it's been updated several times. And you can find this at trevordecker.com. / Evie Claire's father, Amos, passes away. And again, this has been updated several times so that the story, as it continues to unfold, can be covered. And before I start there, I would love for Amy to be here with me on the show, but her work schedule got switched. She's normally off on Saturdays, which is one of the reasons why we do our weekly podcast on Saturdays, but occasionally things get switched up, and she is at work today. However, she can listen in for short periods of time while she's at work, and she's listening in right now. And I know if she was able to speak with us now, that she would give her love and her thoughts and her prayers out to Evie and the family. Amy especially knows what it's like to recently lose her daddy. And I just know from talking to her about this, as we've gone through the journey with Amos's family and Amos himself, that Amy has felt a special closeness with them as they lost their loved one. Again, back to the article at trevordecker.com. Evie Claire's father, Amos, has died after a courageous battle with stage 4 colon cancer. Our hearts go out to Evie and her family during this time. We will update this post as needed with condolences and further details as they become available. On Thursday, Hillary of Planet detailed the family's decision to take her husband off life support. We watched him take his last breaths as he continued to breathe for about 15 minutes on his own, she wrote. The children burst into tears but are now at home laughing at old home movies of Daddy and remembering our great love for the most wonderful man any of us have ever known. We find constant peace and joy in the knowledge that Jesus Christ paid the price of death so that it has no lasting victory. We will be with Amos again, and we feel he can now be with us without the restrictions of his mortal body. Our faith in the Savior has grown today, and our family has been strengthened forever. Evie was scheduled to fly home Thursday evening, but America's Got Talent producers and staffers arranged for her to fly home directly after the live results show on Wednesday night, making it possible for her to be with her father for his remaining days. He was surrounded by his wife and 5 children when he was taken off life support and passed away at 3:30 p.m. on Thursday, September the 7th. This post on Evie's official website points to her continuing on with the AGT competition. Her father can now be free to join her in following her dreams while only in spirit as he escapes his cancer-ridden body. She is heartbroken, but ready to continue singing for him. And I've got several tweets from, well, people that you'll recognize for the most part, showing their support for Abby and her family. From Darcy Lynn, one of our AGT3 friends who have been on the show. Evie, our hearts are with your family. I'm so happy how proud you've been, how proud you've made your dad with a heart. Hang in there at Evie Claire. And the other of our three AGT3 that has been guest on our show, Angelica Hale, said, please keep at Evie Claire in your prayers. She's a beautiful person inside and out. Love you, my friend. And then three hearts. Angelina Green from the show said, at Evie Claire, may you take comfort in knowing that he's resting in the arms of our Lord, and you can have an angel to watch over you now. I heart you, my friend. And then a sad face. Finally, my heart is heavy for at Evie Claire and her family. So very sorry for your loss. And I know your dad is so proud of you, your gift and strengths. And then an emoji for praying hands and a heart. And that come from Christian Gardino. I know we've said this before, but the contestants on America's Got Talent have always been, and I'm sure in this case maybe even more so with what's gone on with Evie, been like a second family. And if you kind of reflect on the happenings of this week, and we know now that as Evie performed on Tuesday night, that the judges were aware that Amos didn't have long to be with this life. And I think you can kind of understand where Simon Cowell got emotional at the end of her performance. And Tyra Banks even made reference to Evie having made Simon get emotional. It was very touching, and actually means more now than it did at the time, knowing that Simon was aware of what Evie was performing through. And I might add, and we talked about this, I think, before, Evie, throughout this performance on Tuesday of this week, seemed to hit every note perfectly. She just sounded so beautiful. And you look at the lyrics of the song, and I'm just so impressed that she could go on and perform the way she did in light of what was going on. Wow. And then she was offered the chance to not be on the results show and go home. She chose to stay. And as we, I'll try to read this a little later. She chose to stay and be a part of the results show, knowing that her time with her dad was coming to a close. And I'm just thankful. And I said this to Trevor in a text message as we were sharing about the topic of the show today, that I was glad that God was able to see to it that Evie made it home before Amos passed, and I read later after we had had the conversation that Hillary actually mentioned the same thing, that she was glad that Evie had made it home and so thankful for America's Got Talent allowing her and making arrangements for her to get home earlier than what was originally planned. Just now, I've put together some of the comments that Amos made during the show that we had here, where we interviewed Evie for the very first time, and Amos was with us as well. And we interviewed him separately and not together. And Trevor looked back at his emails, and NBC was kind of stunned that we requested and that he requested to interview both Evie and her father and to do it separately. They kind of thought when we put the first request in that it was to interview them together. And I'm so glad that we got the opportunity to hear things directly from Amos. Let's share this together now. I hope the editing is okay. I put this together shortly before the show. And, well, listen to what we've got.
Most people that are going to follow this story know about your situation, but tell us a little bit about what you've been going through.
A little over a year ago, went into the hospital, the emergency room with some pain, and found out I had cancer. And a few days later, found out it was stage 4 colon cancer. And so since that time, we've just been going through a lot of different treatments and procedures to try to get it under control and see what we can do to beat it back and still enjoy life and work and spend time with family. And it's been quite an adventure. We've had some good times and some rough times, but we keep battling on.
Now, I know that your family's faith is very important. How has your faith in God been able to help you through the tough times?
Really, it's been the thing that it keeps us together and keeps us knowing that no matter what happens, that this is God's plan and that He loves us and He cares for us. He loves me, and so this isn't a punishment or anything. He's got plans, and so if I can just keep my faith in Him and keep my faith in that His plan is perfect, then doesn't really matter what happens. Tough times are there for a reason, and it helps to see the little miracles that happen every day and the tender mercies that He gives us to help us to really see the light and to get where we need to be. Well, it's been pretty amazing to, have this diagnosis, and then just a little while later for Evie to have this chance to be on America's Got Talent and to share her talent and her gift with the world. And it certainly has been a blessing in this time of trial to have a distraction and to have something that is so amazing that it takes our mind off of the trouble every once in a while. And also it's been a great blessing to us in just getting the story out there and sharing our faith and sharing God's love, as well as discovering that there's a lot of good people still in this world that will reach out to a stranger and provide help and comfort and prayers. And it's been amazing.
You've got to be proud of your daughter. Tell us about what it's like to have a daughter that you see on television that is reaching literally thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, it's I certainly am proud of her. It's not something I could imagine doing, being able to stand up there and let alone just share a talent with thousands of people looking back at you, knowing millions of people are going to see it, but to share so much personal struggle and pain, and then to be able to just shut that off and rely on her talent and the gift that she's been given, I'm amazed by it, and she's a bit of a hero to me to be able to do that, and she does dedicate a lot of it to me, and which is also very special.
Talk about that for just a second. All the prayers that are going out for you and your family.
Well, it's when this started, I would have never imagined that was going to happen. We have a strong family, and they're spread, throughout the country and even the world. We got, I have a sister living in the Philippines, but just to have this spread so quickly and getting messages from England or France or, Asia, and just, hey, we love your family, we're following your story, and we're praying for you. I just, like I said, it warms my heart to know that there's so many good people left in this world. Sometimes we just see this world as so dark and negative, but there really are a lot of good people in this world, and it helps me know that my kids are going to be okay and my family's going to be okay. There's a lot of good people out there that are going to keep us going.
Wow. Words right from Amos's mouth, and it's strange. It's a strange feeling. I don't know that it's strange, but it's a strange feeling to go back and to hear some of the things that he had to say. And it's evident that he loved his daughter, Evie. It's evident that he appreciated so much the prayers that went out for him and his family. And it's comforting to hear what he said about realizing that his family would be okay. And you kind of got the feeling at that point in time that probably knew that his time here wasn't going to be long. It's interesting how when people are in their final stages that they seem to know and they seem to have ways of feeling comfort themselves and giving comfort to their family and their loved ones. And it was our honor and privilege to interview him. It was our honor and privilege to, to share a part of that interview with you today. If you would like to hear the entire interview, again, it's the first one that we did with her. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Ed Boston, and when you get to the episodes screen, just continue to scroll down. I believe the title is something to the effect of Evie Claire and her father Amos. And you can hear that whole interview. It's the second part of that show, as we combined the two interviews into one show. and shared that with our listeners. It was a very well listened to broadcast, and again, we were so proud to be able to do this. And she was the very first one of our three interviews with our AGT3, that being Evie, Darcy Lynn, and Angelica Hale. You can also find the download in the iTunes app and follow and find it was also there. You can follow us while you're there. We'd love to have you be part of the Ed Boston podcast family. And while I'm doing a commercial for the show here, not really a commercial, but promoting the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, both at Ed Boston Podcast. You can find us on YouTube. We've been trying to make an effort to get something up there at least almost on a daily basis. Missed one day since we started that. And I can tell you that the videos that went up this week about Evie and the passing of Amos have been the highest number of viewers that we had and for this week, and way up there on the all-time list as well. So you can find us Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TuneIn. I think you can subscribe through iTunes, maybe Stitcher. So many places that you can, depending on what you enjoy using here at Blog Talk Radio. And so humbled that people tune in and make us a part of their day when they do. I was at an event that we had for my granddaughter Reese's grand reading day. Grandparents were invited to come and read, and while I was in line to get into her classroom, the person in line in front of me, who I know, said to me that they listen especially to my sermons on a weekly basis. And then I got a message from a person who used to live here in the city that I live in, has since moved on to the state of Washington, I believe, and wished him happy birthday this week. And in his reply, he said that he loved listening to the podcast. So if Don Scotland, if you're listening to the podcast at any time, thank you for being a part of the Ed Boston podcast family. And as I give some shout-outs, I got to include Hillary's sister, Phoebe. And I'm relatively sure that she will hear this because she seems to take in just about everything that Trevor and I put up about Evie and makes comments, gives loves and likes and all of that good stuff. We feel like she's become a part of our family as well. And even though we've never met, we love her and the entire family, and just so happy to be a part of the journey that Evie has taken with America's Got Talent. I'm going to read again from the blog that Hillary has kept going through the ordeal with Amos, and this was on September the 6th, Wednesday, and it's titled Sleepless Night. Last night was both incredible and horrific. The home videos they played before Evie's performance touched me so deeply and carried into my dreams. I was only able to sleep for about an hour last night, so I'm surprised I had a dream at all. After her performance, I found a quiet place backstage to tell her that her dad's organs were failing and that he had been placed on life support. I asked her if she wanted to go home right away or wait until after the results show. Her eyes filled with tears, and she seemed confused, but she decided to stay. When we got back to the hotel, the nurse who cared for Amos last night called me to tell me she didn't believe he would make it through the night. That resulted in uncontrollable anxiety in me that led to a flare-up of my own pleurisy, which makes it hard to breathe, hard for me to breathe. I lay awake most of the night with my heart racing, thinking of my sweetheart and all he was going through and the extent of my love for him and the past 20 years we've spent together. I prayed for dawn to come without another phone call, and it finally did. He was sustained through the night, and to me that is a miracle. It helped me to find my hope again, and more than miracles, that more miracles can come. His dad told me the life support is holding steady, but for now, he was just made aware that a hurricane is heading toward his home in Florida, prompting him to get back. Thank you, Dean, for everything. Amos's mom arrived in the night, as did his brother Tom. America's Got Talent made arrangements for us to get home immediately after the live results show, rather than the day after as planned. We are so thankful for them for their kindness and understanding. Simon isn't the only one who gets emotional about Evie Claire. Dozens of producers and staff members are going through this challenge with us, and we love them for that. I know I wasn't the only one who had a sleepless night. My kids at home are struggling, and I'm anxious to get back to them. Today, in addition to the life support, they have him on dialysis and are struggling to keep his blood pressure stable. Hang in there, or hang on, best friend. Wow. I hardly know what to say. So why don't I let Evie's audition for America's Got Talent say more words than what I can say.
Ready? You ready to do it? Because I'm ready.
My dad is a huge supporter of my singing, so this is going to be for him tonight. I just want to put a smile on my dad's face.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. What's your name?
I'm Evie Claire.
Evie Claire. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay, and where are you from, Evie?
I'm from a really small town in Arizona called Florence. There's like 5 prisons there, and yeah. And basically, there's not even a grocery store. There's a fast food place in a high school, and that's it. So
what happens if you want to buy milk?
We'd have to go like 30 minutes away.
Okay, so there's a lot of prisons there.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what else.
My dad works at the prison, and...
We haven't got much choice. Okay.
Yeah.
Now tell me why you decided to enter America's Got Talent this year.
It's just always been my dream ever since I was little, and my... Sorry.
You take your time.
My family, about a year ago, My dad was diagnosed. Sorry. With stage 4 colon cancer. And they gave him a 5% chance to live. And he's still continuing working and supporting our family. And so tonight I'm here to sing for him.
What's the song you've decided to sing tonight?
I'm going to sing Arms by Christina Perry.
And tell me why you chose the song, Evie.
When my dad is having rough days, then I go into his room and I sing him this song to help him feel better and just to give him comfort and strength to continue fighting.
I get it. Evie, you've been really unbelievably brave with what you've told us tonight. Now I want you just to settle yourself for a little while, okay?
Water for you. Here's a little water. Let me hold that for you while you do that.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Okay, you tell me if you have some. We're going to chill here all day and drink water if you need more. You good? All right, here you go.
Feeling better?
Yeah.
Okay, now this is the time I want to hear the best vocal you've ever, ever done. Got it? Right. Yeah? So much meaning, a broken heart and tears and the cries of a beautiful little girl who loves her father, wants to be there, and I felt like America and everybody here at AGT wants to take our arms and wrap them around you and tell you, you are home.
Wow, I mean, you are so special and your voice is so amazing and you're very, 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 very talented. So thank you for sharing that.
I think you have a very beautiful voice, and I can feel all of your feelings. That was really special. Thank you very much.
I'm trying to put myself where your dad is, and he must have thought, I have one heck of a talented daughter. Because your voice is stunning. and I think you're one of the ones I'm going to remember.
You are.
Thank you so much.
We're going to vote now. Howie, I'm giving you your first yes.
Thank you so much.
I would love to see you again, so I'm going to give you your second yes.
Thank you.
Evie, you definitely deserve to be here, so I'm going to give you your third yes.
Thank you so much.
Can't you see?
You've got four yeses.
Emotional.
Wonderful and tough and painful and good.
What a touching tribute that they did during that. And I think that all the way through that the different video packages that they've used have been just amazing, and just they have helped us all through the journey. And well, it's just been touching. And the other thing is that this journey's not done. Evie, along with Darcy Lynn, both performed this week, and both made it into the finals. Five people advanced this week, and for the second time in a row, it took the Duncan save for Evie to advance. And I think that speaks volumes that when it got down to the nitty-gritty and needing the vote of the fans in order to advance, both times Evie got that vote. And so our two of our three advanced this past week, and we're looking forward to Angelica Hale and her performance coming up on Tuesday. And just how neat would it be that all three of our AGT3 would make it into the finals. I mean, that that would make Trevor and Amy and I so proud that we've been on this special journey with them and have talked to them. And well, it'd be like for Amy and I, proud grandparents. We are so thankful that this experience has been there for us, taught us a lot. We've been able to share, and the friends that we've made on Facebook and other places because of this story. There are several people that like and comment every time we post something. And again, Evie's Aunt Phoebe is always right there supporting the things that we put out. Hillary has been there on several occasions. And other people that as soon as we put something up, you know that they're going to make a good comment, usually with a love emoji. And it's just been good to watch Christian people of all different denominations come together and put aside the differences between denominations and realize that Jesus is our Savior and our hope rests in Him. We have all been blessed by the different things that have been said and the encouragement that's been given. And as we get ready to wind up today's show, we want to read the lyrics to the hymn, Come, Come, Ye Saints. We'll play that to close out the show, but we thought it only appropriate to find something from the Mormon Tabernacle Choir to hopefully bring peace and comfort to Evie and her family in this time of great sorrow. I want to thank you for joining us today. May the love of Jesus Christ show greatly in your lives. We hope that you have enjoyed this time of paying tribute and honor to Amos Aplanup. And if you like what you heard, go to our social media at Ed Boston Podcast and follow us and like us and subscribe to us and all those different things. We'd love to have you be a part of our family. Here are the lyrics to Come, Come, Ye Saints. Come, come, ye saints, no toil nor labor fear, but with joy wend your way. Though hard to you this journey may appear, grace shall be your day. 'Tis better far for us to strive, our useless cares from us to drive. Do this, and joy your hearts will swell. All is well, all is well. Why should we mourn or think our lot is hard? 'Tis not so, all is right. Why should we think to earn a great reward if we now shun the fight? Gird your loins, fresh courage take. Our God will never us forsake. And soon we'll have this tale to tell. All is well, all is well. We'll find the place which God for us prepared, far away in the west, where none shall come to hurt or make afraid. There the saints will be blessed, will make the air with music ring, shout praises to our God and King. Above the rest, these words will tell, all is well, all is well. Should we die before our journey's through, happy day, all is well. We then are free from toil and sorrow too, with the just we shall dwell. But if our lives are spared again to see the saints their rest obtain, oh, how we'll make this chorus swell. All is well, all is well. Thank you for being with us, and go out and do the right thing. Thank you.
It's just 2 weeks out, and we've got your gifts at Macy's One-Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day, in-store and online, like PJs for the whole fam, now $4.99 to $19.99. Have a jet setter on your gift list? Samsonite luggage is 60 to 65% off. How about a Home Chef? Give a KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer for just $189.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details. It's just 2 weeks out, and we've got your gifts at Macy's One-Day Sale. With over 25,000 deals of the day, in-store and online, like PJs for the whole fam, now $4.99 to $19.99. Have a jet setter on your gift list? Samsonite luggage is 60 to 65% off. How about a Home Chef? Give a KitchenAid Classic Stand Mixer for just $189.99. Tuesday and Wednesday at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn towards Star Money. Ask your store associate or visit Macy's.com/Star Money for details.